This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're out this week with a new edition of our national survey. The Marketplace Edison Research Poll is the official name in which we track how Americans are feeling about the economy. In one word, anxious. In a couple of words, and to be clear, this was before the Brexit vote that we were talking to people about this, but in a couple of words, anxious and suspicious. Larry Rosen is the president of our partners in this poll, Edison Research. Larry, it's good to have you back.
Hey, Kai.
I want to ask you, first of all, about how we are feeling in this country about the economy. Anxiety levels are rising in the course of the polls that we've done, the first three waves, at a time when, generally speaking, the economy is doing better.
Right. And this is something we've seen pretty consistently in our polling, is that if you look at a lot of sort of fundamentals that economists put out and the government puts out, it seems to argue that things aren't so bad. But when you talk to people about their personal situation, they express a lot of anxiety about their personal economy. And with each wave of the survey that we've done, the number continues to go up.
Yeah.
People are telling us that they're, many of them are sort of living on the financial edge. We see people who have multiple obligations. They might have a parent that they're have financial obligations to help with, on top of having children in the household, on top of having personal debt or student loan debt or a mortgage, etc. And so you see how all of these different stressors can play upon people.
To the part of the economy that we started the program with today, the future of it, Donald Trump's speech today, Secretary Clinton's speech the other day about the economy. We asked some people about trade, which was very heavily the focus of Mr. Trump's speech today. People in this country agree, basically, that trade is in some ways the root of the evil.
Yes, there's a very strong majority of Americans who look at deals we've made or their perception of deals that the government has made with regard to trade and believe that those deals have hurt manufacturing jobs and hurt them individually. And it's such an interesting part of the political discussion this year because it's actually an area that seems to unite both the Sanders left and the Trumpian whatever that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both groups agree that, you know, international trade has not worked out well for the average American.
And that plays into the last thing I want to talk to you about. It's a conversation that you had with David Brancacci this morning on The Morning Show, which I thought was amazing. People in this country, in a substantial majority, do believe the economy is rigged. That thing that we've been hearing about from both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders for months, if not years.
Right. And so we actually put the word rigged in the question. Do you believe the economic system is rigged in favor of certain groups? And an overwhelming majority of people agreed with that. 71% of Americans said, yes, the economic system is rigged. And what was so interesting about it was that it didn't matter how you looked at the data, pretty much everyone agreed with that statement. Democrats, Republicans, independents, people of all ethnic backgrounds, no matter which way we slice through the data, people feel that the economy is rigged.
Remind me, we're going to do this one more time before Election Day, right?
Right. We're going to field again in October, right up against the election, and we'll see what the state of anxiety is in the USA right before people make their votes.
Larry Rosen is the president of Edison Research, with whom we have been doing the Marketplace Edison Research poll. There is all kinds of stuff, the data and a quiz and a whole bunch more on our website, marketplace.org. Larry, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.